My name is Omni Ali. I live in 7178 South Kennington Drive. I'm seeing like this is my backyard. Why they need to have another sport stuff back there? Like
there is no sports, sir.
And stuff like that. And the plan was like apartment building, two-story apartment building. And since last year, in the meeting last year, Mr. Mayor, I was going to ask you just one question. And I hope in your closing, as closing last year, you say this is America. Anybody want to apply to change the zoning of their land is allowed to. But when the previous owner on that land came before you three times to change it, and you guys denied it, it was not America at the time. Thank you.
Jim Rigledovich. On 9901 West Rawson Avenue. Every time, I've been here right from the beginning. And this south side project, on the south of Rawson Avenue, keeps changing. And every time I come here, it almost seems like it's a done deal. That the input by the people that are most affected by it are not really under consideration. I think this thing is, I have to tell the truth now, but I'm talking about probabilities, not possibilities. The probability is these changes are made because they're not being, he's having trouble getting finances to do what he really wanted to do. It's all about the buck. And everything that we have, I think he's going to come back with something cheaper every single time. That's just my opinion. I have no reason to, any factual things to back it. But everything, these last three changes are downgrading, not upgrading, the original proposal. And the only explanation I can say for this is he can't get the backing or the money to build what he wanted to build, what he sold to this community. And I would like these people, this commission, to take that into consideration. Because you're trying to also, Mr. Mayor, you're going to have, you want to be proud of what you had during your tenure.
Of course.
Everybody does. And you have a responsibility, a fiduciary responsibility.
Absolutely.
And this thing isn't what it was supposed to be. And I think it has to do about money. And I think we better look at this very closely, and some people are, who are CPOs have a better way of putting it out, but I'm just an old orthopod. And I know what a buck is, and I came from the other side of the tracks. And I know what, I built my own office building, and I know what it costs to build things. And I don't think he has the money to do what he originally wanted to do. And I think he's going to keep coming back again to downplay it. That's my gut feeling. Thank you.
If you don't mind, Tucker, I'm going to respond to that. When a developer comes to us and says, I'm sorry. That's my own rule, too. When a developer comes to us for a development that's already presented to us for two stories and says to us, now I need to change it to make it three stories, immediately we smile. And you know why? Because it costs the developer a lot more money and gets us a lot more assessed value. What it also means to me as the mayor is it means that there are more people interested in coming to this area than originally were planned. So when somebody says to me, three-story office, four-story office, five-story, I represent you guys, 35,000 of you. That makes me happy because it's more tax dollars for us. And it pays down the TIF quicker. So relative to that, there aren't any physical changes in this plan today for this area north of Rawson Avenue.
South.
Anyway. There aren't any changes there. It's just permission to put in infrastructure and the road. That's all it is for that area. For the area to the north, it's the use activities. So, Joy.
Question.
Hold on, let's thank you very much. Doctor.
When you put in the infrastructure and the sewers, that sort of lays out what you're going to do in
Correct.
The future.
Correct.
So then that plan is set in
Correct.
Without being approved of the structures that are going up.
We
then it's a done deal.
That's absolutely I agree with you, yes.
It's a done deal. And then why are
but,
we here?
But, see, you folks don't meet. You got to be in the meetings with us. I don't spend any money unless there's money coming back to pay for it.
I'd love to be in those meetings.
Yeah, well. I understand, Jim. Really, I do. Joy, please.
Okay. Joy, do you ask?
That's that microphone. That's that microphone.
Joy Dragan-Zingala, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale, Wisconsin. I brought a few pictures tonight because I want to piggyback off of what Doctor said. This was proposed. These were the proposals that were shown and sold as a bill of goods. Apartments, so on and so forth. Okay. There are more in here. So this is the bill of goods that was bought and sold for and voted on, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The concept was voted on.
But okay. And is it not correct that numerous times our group, shall we say, and numerous people stood up here and said, not going to happen, no way. No, not feasible for the soil, for the area, for the demographics, for everything that was going on around this area at that time and planned. Correct? I think we said it over and over again. And we were told, no, you're wrong, it's going to happen, we're going to do this, we're going to put ourselves on the map. No, Joy, la-la. And here we are, changing everything. Like Doctor said, downgrading everything. I do not believe there should be extension. Number one, because in the meeting, when that land was rezoned, that was one of the contingencies for it to pass, is that if it was not done within that 2-year period, it would revert back. No extension. That was a guarantee that was given to your taxpayers. Uh-uh. Unacceptable on every level, because that was a debate that took place at that table. And that's the only reason why she voted yes. And she stated that in the meeting. Go back and listen. Number two, 70-foot light poles. We're having arguments over the light poles that are there now. So now you want to put in 70 because that's going to solve our problem. Not happening. Mr. Mayor, I don't know if you're retiring after this one, but you and I are going to have lots of conversations for a long time if that happens. The infrastructure. No common sense business person moves forward with infrastructure for a project that is not guaranteed. Absolutely, positively not. And I say this because you're connecting this infrastructure to the project. You're not saying for future use. You're not saying for future expansion. It is directed at this project. No one does it. You don't spend money you don't have on something that's not a guarantee. Then, special permit. Again, there's absolutely no reason to connect a special permit to this stadium. None. I truly believe that he should have to come in front of the board time after time in order to get permitted for what he wants. The neighbors should also be informed. There should also be a limitation every calendar year for how often he can get permits, especially for these rock concerts that he has stated numerous times. I don't think that's unreasonable. I don't think it's It's nothing that can't be written in. And again, I don't think there would be anyone that would disagree with limitations within a year, a calendar year, for each and every, for concerts, for whatever activities he wants, for each individual permit. Not saying that, okay, within a calendar year, now you can have 10. Uh-uh. This project has changed so many times. And like the doctor stated, here's what we were promised, and now we're talking storage containers. Considering what's going on in the areas around this, you will be the laughingstock of the suburbs. And I'm sorry, I had this conversation with one of the board members in the SCIO today. And I said, this is what, and I had these with me, and I said, this is what was sold. And they followed it actually rather closely, to be honest with you. And I said, and now I gave them the letters that I received, and I said, and this is what they're now proposing. And he looked at me, he said, and they're going to go through with it? I said, I can almost guarantee you their minds are made up.
Hey, Joy.
Yes.
3 minutes, you. And you're at six.
Okay, so again, I would like to reiterate that in numerous meetings that are on the record, you gave your word numerous times that this project would not go through and we would not move forward with these things until we had all the approvals in front of us, until we had all the contingencies taken care of. I want to see that happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak in the noisy microphone? Mr. Pleva, let me do this first. Anyone who has not spoken, anyone else? Mr. Zelansky.
Justin Zelansky, 7315 South Stonehenge Drive. Three comments real quick. One, I echo Mr. Pleva's comments, I think they're wise. Two, and this is exactly what I was taught in law school not to do, but whatever. is wired property still involved? I don't know the answer to that, but they're not able to show up on any of the plans that were submitted. Is Blair still in the project?
Mr. Zimmerman?
No, his consulting project engagement is.
Okay. I think that's interesting. Okay, and then lastly, so one of the things before the commission today is to amend ordinance number 2016-2212 in a number of ways, but the one that's most important to me anyway is what Joy was mentioning, the 3-month extension. So if you recall, this is, I guess, maybe it's for the city attorney, that ordinance was passed subject or under a protest petition, which required 75% of the city council to approve it. And that specific amendment, or that specific condition, the 3-month for the 2 years, as Joy pointed out, was specifically negotiated to protect the residents. So given that we're looking to extend that at this time, I guess I would remind the city attorney to consider, I guess, I'm requesting that he remind the common council that I think that's subject to that protest petition. And if you want to amend that specific provision, because of how it came into effect and because of what ordinance it applies to, you need 75% of the common council to amend it.
I would disagree that the prior protest petition would carry over because there was an added condition within what was voted on.
So you were at the meeting, and it was the legislative intent was clear. Susan Mayer was not going to vote for it unless she got that protection. So she voted for it under that protection, and if she hadn't voted for that, they don't have 75%, and we're not standing here.
And you can go word by word in legislation across the country and say, well, this person wouldn't have voted for this law, but for, and you are in a very subjective realm there, and I understand if she might have stated that, but I don't believe that's part of the law as what would trigger or continue an attachment of a protest petition into future years for future ordinances.
So I understand that is a valid concern, but I think what I'm focused on here is the potential ordinance is drafted such that it says they want to change ordinance number 2016. They want to revise what it says. Okay, so that ordinance is subject to a protest petition. So you're revising what that ordinance says. You are still bound by that protest petition.
I don't believe so. I will revisit the scenario of the protest
petition. I formally ask that you do, and that the city follows up on that, because I think that it's clear.
Okay.
Otherwise, I guess I'd like to know, because if I got to do it again,
we'll let you know.
It's gonna be hard.
We'll let you know.
Well, do you need his contact information, or how will you let him know?
I figured I had it somewhere through the years here.
If he doesn't, I do. Anyone else? Mrs. Ginn.
Hopefully this will work okay. Okay. Dana Gant, 9011 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin. I just wanted to let you know I'm opposed to any extension of the building permit. That condition was a requirement of the PDD, which that rezoning requirement was a supermajority, just like Justin was stating. It required a special supermajority vote to get that PDD approved, because Susan Mayer made that a special condition. It was a key condition of having that PDD approved that day. And that was a dramatic change to the apartments and zonings and everything that was proposed. This is just overwhelming. Okay. And just to clarify, who is paying for the initial installation of the infrastructure?
Depends on what it is, but it's the city, generally the city.
The city
there's
pays
sewer,
for it.
Water, and roads, yeah.
Okay, so the city's going to pay for this infrastructure and get it started before all the plans and things like that are finalized. Is that what you're proposing?
Not all plans will be finalized.
Okay.
But your city staff is not foolhardy with your money. We will be assured that there is revenue coming in to pay the bonds that it will cost to do the infrastructure.
Okay. I also wanted to talk to you about that. At the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce State of the City's address, Mr. Olson, Mayor Olson, stated that he did not want any more senior housing in Franklin, and that was on the October 6, 2017 meeting. Because it puts too much strain, and this is what he stated, because it puts too much strain on the fire and paramedic department. Mayor Olson also stated that each bed in a senior facility results in one call to paramedics each day, and Franklin does not have the budget for hiring more emergency staff workers. So has the city created an independent analysis of the municipal cost of adding a senior center to this area?
The answer to the last question is no, other than the data kept by the fire department. And one small correction, it's one call per bed per year. Okay?
And then also at that same Chamber of Commerce address.
You were there, I didn't see you.
Huh.
I'm sorry.
And so I know all along this development has been called the new city center. Do you still agree that that's what this project is going to be?
Well, I've never believed it's going to be the new downtown. I believe it'll be an entertainment hub for us, yes.
But the whole concept, and all the newspapers, and it's been sold that way since the beginning, that this is going to be the heart of the city of Franklin. It's going to be the new city center. It's going to be for pedestrian people and everybody to enjoy this area. And obviously that is not what is being proposed. There's been extensive and significant changes to this whole project, and it needs to be tabled until there's further studies, all the Mogenberg study, the Melanthe, the Ellers report, new traffic studies. There's so much information that needs to be evaluated again before there's any decision or any digging in the dirt whatsoever. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Crone, 7145 South Carrington. So just so I'm following, we extend the permit for 3 more months. And then what happens if they don't follow through in 3 months, then it goes, the zoning goes back? Is that how it's written?
It's up to the common council, but probably.
Okay. And by then you've started the infrastructure and the roads and you've started designing for the... No?
I don't know what the schedule is, but I don't think
so. Okay, but that could happen, right?
So we don't have any plans to bid out yet, so it all takes time.
Okay.
And that's what we're working against here, is time.
Right. But in theory, it could then you could start building as if it's apartments, and then it gets zoned back to residential, and then we've kind of out of whack.
There are still the 29 conditions.
Okay.
The various.
Sure, but that could. I just want to make sure I'm following.
The condition states that the zoning reverts if the building permit is not pulled for one of the large buildings on site, right? Not like an accessory building or a concession stand at the existing facility, but one of the planned buildings as part of the development, the building permit is pulled for that within the stated time period, which the suggestion is extending for 3 months. The zoning stays the same. If the building permit for that building is not pulled within the appropriate, the stated time frame, the zoning reverts. So you would not see, an apartment building and then the zoning revert underneath it, right? Because you'd have to have the building permit to build the building. If you had the building permit pulled.
But the infrastructure could be, that's different.
Got it. I got it. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Mr. Lewandowski.
There was a DNR meeting yesterday afternoon, and I talked to the engineer in regards to the water coming off of the southern project. I wonder if you could move that picture up to where this holding pond will be.
You know what? I'm going to do this, Leroy.
Pardon?
With all due respect, we've already dealt with the stormwater issue. This is an issue regarding the modification to the PDDs.
Somebody just bought this up again, didn't they?
No.
Well, the issue, if I can shorten it, is the fact that he was telling me half of the water is going down south and half of it's going north along. And so I don't quite understand when you came up or the project here is half of it's going up to north and half it's going south. And on this thing, it is not. I just got that information yesterday.
Okay.
From the engineer.
Okay. Anybody else? Mr. Solansky.
Scott Solansky, 565 South 68th Street. I'm a little bit confused, Mr. Mayor, and I'm sure you can straighten me out. I'm looking at a report that was written by Mr. Dino, who I have the utmost respect for. He does a lot of detail. And that report was part of that 57 pages of downloads. It was the 2017-21-1221 PC report, Ballpark Commons PDD amendment that you wrote. In there, that's where I get confused. He states that his group states, due to the significance of the proposed changes, the uniqueness of the interrelationship of many of the aspects of the project, and the need to be additional, and the need to have additional details and corrections, the staff suggests the PDD amendment is tabled until such time as additional details and associated site plans can be committed to practice concurrently with the proposed PDD changes. One paragraph lower, he states, due to the significance and event of the changes proposed in the Ballpark Commons project, since the approval to April 2016, and due to the potentially significant impact upon the city services and facilities, staff suggests that the applicant prepare a revised and updated market analysis of the Ballpark Commons project, including an analysis of the fiscal impact upon the city and its provisions of services to the area for staff service, et cetera, et cetera. So I know Mr. Deagle said he's for it, but in his report, he says this is premature. And also, which has not been brought up here, people, is that due to Supervisor Taylor / Alderman Taylor, notice I didn't say supervisor. Supervisor didn't say that.
Thank you.
I'm going on record that I didn't say that.
Thank you.
Okay. That the county has proposed that the county will sell the property to Mr. Zimmerman for $1, but that the city of Franklin has to pay $4.7 million for remediation of a landfill we didn't create. Now, you're going to go ahead. We didn't create the landfill. Franklin didn't create the landfill. The county created the landfill. So the point I'm getting at, you're going to approve this amendment to allow for infrastructure, roads and that, on the north end. That north end has still not been approved by the WDNR that to go ahead, all right? And all I'm saying is that you're talking about $4.5 million for remediation that's going to be added to this project and you're going to start making roads here, there, whatever. I believe that you promised us there'd be no skipping of any proposal or any services, and everything would be done as it's always been done, sequentially. And finally, Mr. Mayor, I really appreciate and respect you. But you have to understand our frustration is that when we come to these meetings and we look at the comment at the Planning Commission, you have the city engineer, you have the mayor, and you have Mr. Haley, who works for the county parks, who has given proposals with Mr. Zimmerman to the county. It kind of makes us feel a little bit strange that of the four of you, three of them are kind of not already for this. All I'm saying is that you have to understand our position and our frustration when we know that the deal is kind of stacked against us.
Okay, let me address that first, Scott, if I can. It's a stacked deck. Any one of my board and commission members will tell you, if you ask them when I'm nowhere around, right?
Right.
Has the mayor ever told you, asked you, or required you to vote in a certain manner? Yeah. And I have not.
I know you haven't.
Okay, so then relative to Mr. Haley, he's retired. He no longer works for the county. So
he has given presentations of Mr. Zimmerman for
this project. I understand.
Okay, and I understand. I understand your position. We should have to understand our position.
Believe me, I do.
We're frustrated. We're looking against three of the four people already have a valid interest to make this project go forward.
And you've expressed the frustration. I'm the mayor. I'm supposed to be above the fray. Let me give you a little bit of my frustration, and I have not yet had the skill, the time, or the wisdom to fix the problem that I have. I don't know how I can impart on all of you folks the information that we as the city, staff, developers, gain in doing this project so that you understand why we're very comfortable in the votes we take, because of the information we have. And I just don't know, I don't have the skills to impart all of this information to you folks in a manner which you, without talking down to you, in a manner which you can understand or that is understandable.
I just read you.
Right.
Mr. Deedle wrote in his
Let me explain that.
That stated that this should be tabled and that a financial analysis should be done first.
Okay. Joel, explain where we are today based on that.
I'll even start another way. I also have the authority to recommend whatever I want. The mayor does not tell me what to write. He lets me know what he thinks, and I want to know what he thinks, just like I want to know what you guys think. I get to write that staff report the way I believe it should be written. I feel strongly about something, or it's required by ordinance, or it's required by policy, it's a recommendation. If it's just planning idea, it's a suggestion. And those two are suggestions, because those are planning ideas. From the standpoint of, it is a complicated project. It is a large project. It is going to impact the neighborhoods. It is also going to greatly benefit the city. So it's a suggestion. Slow down, look at things in more detail. But it's only a suggestion.
But on top of that, what we have in front of us is greatly reduced from the information. Slip of paper. This is only part of it. This is not what is here. Small part of it is. So Joel's recommendation is appropriate if we were addressing all of this.
But you want to start work on the infrastructure.
Absolutely.
And what we're saying is that information needs to be fully analyzed before we start making roads, and especially on the north end where, and I'll be honest with you, I'm confused. Mr. Zimmerman doesn't own that property yet. He doesn't own the landfill property yet. Isn't that correct, Mr. Zimmerman? All right.
Scott.
I'm making a point. You said he owned it. He doesn't own it. He doesn't own it until he gets approval from the DNR.
I don't know that I said it. Well, it doesn't matter.
Somebody else said I owned it.
It doesn't matter.
All I'm saying is you're going ahead with all this, that, whatever, and you're not allowing the procedures that you agreed to and you promised us you would follow.
Scott, I appreciate that.
No, you don't.
But we are.
Because if you would say, let's table this, take a deep breath, and do what we promised.
There's
do
more.
Do the financial analysis and make sure all the reports are correct.
Thank you. Okay. We've said it a million times. It's an incredibly complex package.
Why are you pushing it through?
We're moving forward on portions of it. Joy, let me finish. Joy, we listened to you. Let me offer a different perspective, okay? This is an incredibly complex proposal. But we've done these before. Got a business park, most successful TIF in the history of the state of Wisconsin, right? We have experience in TIF. We know how to do this. We also understand the intricacies, or we try to understand all of the intricacies of what it's going to take to make this even more successful than was promised. You folks have an opinion, and I respect that the changes here are diminishing the project, when in reality, it's causing a higher value and more opportunities. There are restaurants here, more than was originally proposed. There's more retail than was originally proposed. The fact that there's a major health provider that's going to be a part of this should be pretty exciting to you folks. Confidential, you know?
No.
But you will. You'll hear it and you'll like it.
No, the question I ask you, the first one, I wish you could answer me that question.
What was that question again,
sir? The question is, when you say this is America, anybody could rezone their land.
Mm-hmm.
The previous owner of that land, he came, I don't know if he was a mayor or not, but I believe he was, came 3 times before the committee, and they always rejected her. So she went foreclosure. She was asking for $5 million for her land and then went foreclosure.
But
the
don't...
first meeting, you got the approval change in the zoning.
I know the Paradinoviches very well.
Okay.
I don't believe I was on any committee or council when those proposals came. But the fact is, every American has the right to petition their government. Doesn't say that the government has to say yes, which is what the point is that you wanted me to say.
Somebody yes or somebody no?
Mrs. Mills, we're done.
Yeah. For the same reason. If I ask you for something, you say for me, no. But if my neighbor come and ask you for it, you say yes. I mean,
it's the normal evaluative position of the common council that you elect to represent you. So enough of all of this. Mm-hmm. We do hear you. We do. We also have additional information. Okay. All right. Public hearing for this matter is closed. What are we doing? Special use? No. PDD. Okay. Any questions for the staff from the commission? Mr. Morrow.
Just a comment that my staff has been down a senior technician for quite a while. It'll be at least July before I can replace that person. So make it easier on me if we actually didn't approve this. But having said that, we go to work every day. We try to make Franklin a better place for everybody. This development, we've been working at this for quite a while. And I will tell you that it was noted that the infrastructure looks different than the first proposal, and that's correct. It's been changed for several reasons, because we had comments from DOT, we had comments from the county, comments from the DNR. Staff has made comments. They further delineated the waste. All those things have gone together, and it has morphed over time. So we do know we're getting pretty close, and we feel comfortable with where we stand now. So I just wanted to support that.
Commission? All right, seeing no more questions from the commission, is there a motion to... And again, staff is recommending approval. The motion is written in the affirmative. Is there a motion to recommend approval in ordinance to amend 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance, the Plan Development District Number 37, we know it as the Rock Sports Complex Ballpark Commons, to revise the district in the following manner. To allow the uses as permitted uses, including but not limiting indoor-outdoor golf driving range, indoor-outdoor entertainment uses, music and sporting events, and then to allow as a special use, small-engine electric go-kart That's a change. That's a change, Mr. Deagle?
Yes, sir.
To revise certain district standards, including but not limiting to building height and building setback limits, to include additional, more detailed site information pertaining to the public and private infrastructure. Am I saying that? Such as streets, parking lots, stormwater management facilities, to include additional, more detailed site information pertaining to the proposed multifamily residential apartment buildings to be located south of West Rawson Avenue, and to the stadium indoor sports facility and the retail office commercial buildings to be located north of West Rawson Avenue, and to allow a 3-month extension of the first building permit time limit in condition number 27 in PDD number 37, ordinance 2016-2212 at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Some discussion of that motion. Mr. Deagle.
Do we want to specifically reference this track changes version of the ordinance?
Mr. Morrow, is your motion regarding the changes version that was in front of us tonight?
It is.
Ms. Haley? Mr. Haley indicates yes, 12, it is.
12.17.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions? Seeing none on the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Again, the mayor voted as a commission member. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
No discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.